From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. President Obama meets his national security team this afternoon to continue his review of the U.S. military strategy in Afghanistan. He met with several lawmakers yesterday at the White House and has recommendations from military leaders. Today is the 8th anniversary of the start of the war in Afghanistan. The top U.S. military commander there, General Stanley McChrystal, is requesting tens of thousands more troops be sent there to take on Taliban fighters. A major new government survey says most American children are exposed to violence in their daily lives. The study concludes most half of American children were assaulted at least once in the last year. NPR's Ari Shapiro has more.
The National Survey of Children's Exposure to Violence polled kids under the age of 18. 1 in 10 said they had been injured during an assault in the last year, 25% reported being robbed, and 1 in 16 kids were sexually victimized. The study might understate the numbers, according to the authors. Families had to cooperate with the survey, so parents who abused their children may not have told the truth. And the authors say parents of younger kids who had to answer questions for their children might not know about all the violence their children experience. This is the first study of its kind, so it does not identify year-to-year trends. Attorney General Eric Holder and Education Secretary Arne Duncan visited Chicago today to speak out against youth violence. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.
Italy's top court has ruled a law giving Italian Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi immunity from prosecution is unconstitutional. There's political turmoil. Berlusconi is convinced a plot is underway to collapse his government. NPR's Silvio Poggioli reports.
The ruling was 9-6 and cannot be appealed. It said immunity requires the lengthy process of a constitutional amendment, not a simple bill passed by Parliament. It also cited the constitutional article of equality of all citizens under the law. There are at least three cases pending against Berlusconi, which will now be unfrozen. The most serious is the charge that Berlusconi bribed a British lawyer to the tune of $600,000 in exchange for his false testimony in two other corruption cases. Lawyer David Mills was found guilty of having been corrupted by Berlusconi and sentenced to 4.5 years in prison. He is appealing. Berlusconi's spokesman said the government will not step down and will finish its term. Earlier, key Berlusconi ally Umberto Bossi vowed that in the case of a negative ruling, the government will bring masses of supporters into the streets. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.
The FBI says about 100 people have been indicted on charges of participating in an identity theft ring. The FBI alleges suspects stole personal information on computers to illegally access consumers' bank accounts. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 38 points at 9,693. The Nasdaq is down a point at 2102. The S&P 500 is down 2 points. This is NPR. Three scientists will share this year's Nobel Award for Chemistry. Americans Venkatraman Ramakrishnan and Thomas Stites, along with Israeli Ada Yonatz, are cited for their work on how cells make protein. They map the cells at the atomic level, and their work has guided medical researchers who make antibiotics. Reports from Nepal say landslides triggered by heavy rains have killed more than 24 people in the western part of the country. The severe weather has also damaged communication and transport links. Veer Singh reports from New Delhi.
According to government officials, several of the victims died in Nepal's western district of Acham yesterday. Later, a family was swept away along with its home in Parbat district, also in western Nepal. The landslides, triggered by days of heavy rains, have severed road links and have hit telephone and electricity lines, making it difficult for the government to assess the full extent of damage. Heavy rain has also wrought destruction in India, Nepal's southern neighbor. More than 250 people have died in floods in India's southern states of Andhra Pradesh and Karnataka. More than 1 million people have sought refuge in schools run by the government and in offices and other buildings that are still above water. For NPR News, I'm Veer Singh in New Delhi.
Scientists say they have found a new ring around Saturn, one of the largest planets in the solar system. Officials at NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory in California announced the news. Scientists used infrared imaging on the Spitzer Space Telescope to locate the ring because it's invisible, made up of ice and dust. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.